Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
One of my favorite people to hang out with. So I think it
Oh, isn't that nice?
We're both like easygoing.
What a nice Father's Day thing that is, Amy Landecker.
So that means I don't have to send you a card, right?
That's absolutely, you have hit the nail on the head.
Or remember to call for like the next 10 years.
whose podcast was that?
So that is Kurt Sutter and Katie Segal. So they are a married couple.
Right.
And it's called Pie. And you eat pie when you do the podcast. And Kurt was the creator of
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
Yes. And has done a bunch of other incredible shows.
Right.
Wrote on The Shield. And then, of course, Katie Segal is from, you know, a thousand things.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Married with Children.
Married with Children,
yeah.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
She plays Bradley's wife, actually, on, oh, God. What's that show?
I have no idea. I didn't know
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I never watched Brooklyn.
They're recurring on that together.
I never watched that show. Why didn't you tell me he was on? I would have watched.
He's on so many things, Dad. I don't even know I remember what to tell you. But yeah, they know each other. And then I played Katie's sister on a Netflix show called The Abandons, which hasn't come out yet. But so I know Katie, and they know each other. Kurt wrote that. And so they asked if we would do that podcast.
Yeah.
I like to do it with couples sometimes. It was a very funny moment. Of course, my husband's very funny. By the way, Dad, today is my 10-year anniversary of dating my husband, just letting you know.
Well, congratulations. 10 years of dating and what, 5 years of marriage?
Yep, almost six. Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
You know, to be honest with you, I never really considered myself like Bradley at all. Right, you know,
I pointed things out to you
in this podcast. I just never conceived that people would think it looks strange we're together. That can't be true. I mean,
well, you guys, when you have a baseball cap on and you're wearing basically the same clothes and you have the glasses on and you're both gregarious, outgoing, you know. Storytelling, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, also because you were so young when you had me that people always think you're my, you know, that you're my husband, and then Bradley is, which is gross. I mean, I'm gonna say I don't think everyone thinks. I'll just say that Tommy Schlamme was like, oh, Amy's got daddy issues, and you're perfect.
Tommy Schlamme, who's Tommy Schlamme?
Oh my God, Tommy Schlamme is the creator of The West Wing with Aaron Sorkin.
Oh,
like, he directed all the episodes.
I should have known that.
Because
I love that show.
I know.
Yeah, in fact.
But no, I think just that you're both funny.
Oh, thank
and,
you. Well,
you
I'll
know,
hey.
Easygoing. That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The reason that you're, it's not stressful.
Right.
And I like that.
Right,
are you trying to say that your dad is a mellow guy?
Well, I know that sounds. I was just thinking. I was like, "That's kind of insane." Because neither, it's weird. It's not. It's just that, like, when you're hanging out, there's no like agenda. If that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? I know at work he's super tight and like passionate. I'm completely aware of my father.
Oh no, no way!
Thank you, David.
Not even close.
Thank you.
I know, but he's always very, very different at home. Extremely different at home. Very easygoing as a dad. Very lovely.
Well, thank you.
In my
thank
opinion,
you.
And yes. He raised a marvelous, talented, and aww, stunning woman as a daughter.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank
and
you.
And he's correct. Amy Landecker is with us.
Your new headshot on the money.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Have to check that out. I'm behind the
turns. I do look at Instagram, even if you don't,
yes.
John.
Okay, I'll catch up.
I took some new pics, and I put one of them up there.
I'll be checking it out. More with Amy Landecker when we come back on 720 WGN.
Anger and righteousness combined? It's how liars hide their lies.
Yeah. Thank you, Detective. Yeah. That's how liars hide their lies.
I have a piece of trivia. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Amy Landecker's with us here at WGN. Go ahead. What?
Do you know, have you watched The Pit?
I love The Pit.
So do I.
Yeah.
Do you know that the doctor who's sort of spectrumy, who has a autistic sister, is Brian's daughter?
You know, I learned that yesterday. I saw an interview on The Daily Show, and he was talking about he's got three generations of actors, and mentioned that his daughter was on The Pit. Oh, I love The Pit, man.
And now, she's so good, too.
Now, wait. Okay, so listen, there's a couple of things I might get to if I have the time, but I definitely got to do this. From The Hollywood Reporter, I think we all know The Hollywood Reporter. In the movie feature section, for better or worse, how acting like a drunk bridesmaid inspired Amy Landecker's directorial debut. The transparent actress levels up her creative ambitions as writer, producer of a bawdy new film that premiered at South by Southwest about a sober mom who has a fling with a hot young thespian. Yeah, that's you.
Pretty cool. What is that?
That's something that was in the Hollywood Reporter.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah. You want to tell a little? You want to say some more things about this movie? Bitch, why call for better or worse?
But Dad, what? By the way,
yes?
I'm going to be coming back on your show when there's actually distribution, because there's no way for anyone in Chicago to see that movie yet.
I understand that.
But yes, I've had a really cool experience because my dad's come with me. I made a little movie with a bunch of friends, and we got into South by Southwest. And then we went to Cleveland, festival there. And then we went to Wisconsin. And then we went to New York.
Yep.
And my dad's been with me at every festival. And it won the audience award in New York and Wisconsin. And it's done really well. It's going to Bentonville, which is a very prestigious, if you're in the film business, festival next week, that Bradley Whitford will be in attendance. Mm-hmm. I will be in Japan with your grandchild. Mm-hmm. And that'll be the only one you miss, right, Dad? Because I'm not there.
Well, now wait. I understand that. Didn't you tell me that this one that's in where is Bradley going again?
Bentonville, Arkansas.
Arkansas. That this is a film festival. Gina Davis started it for female filmmaker.
It's definitely female leaning and. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's female dominant, but I also think it's probably like underrepresented creative as well.
I'm just setting that up because wait till Bradley walks in there.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why I'm sending him. I'm like, honey, go make the ladies go wild. Come on, give them something fun. I'm like, I can't come. I'm just going to send Josh Lyman in my place. Or Commander Lawrence, depending on what your fetish is.
I'm going to tell the story. I probably said it a million times. So this goes back 10 years. Amy says to me, I'm dating Bradley Whitford. I say, have you seen West Wing? She goes, no. I say, what? You better catch up. And she did.
I did.
All right. Now.
Yeah, I sure did.
Let's see. What do I want to get to next?
We have to talk about Julie.
Man, that's right. That's exactly where I'm going. Next week, Julie Golden is coming on. Give us the backstory.
So I went to to Francis Parker with Julie Golden. Her mother was Gloria Scobie, who was the publisher of Crane's Chicago Business, a very well-known Chicagoan. Julie was my best friend in college and has been, I was, you know, maid of honor at her wedding, and we've gone through our divorces together. In fact, there's a character named Julie, played by Misty Pyle in the movie For Worse, that is basically Julie. I didn't even bother changing the name. And it's funny because that movie is about my divorce, and a comedy, and then she got into stand-up about divorce.
And then
she started a comedy night that's sort of like the dating game meets stand-up for divorcees, and it's done so well. It's been such a huge hit in L.A. that it is now, like, touring, and one of the places it's coming
is Chicago.
Rosemont Horizon. Where is it playing?
I don't know. Rosemont Theater?
In Rosemont, Illinois, maybe. Maybe that's what it was.
I haven't checked.
She's filling the stadiums at Rosemont Horizon. I think that's where it is. I don't remember either. But she's coming to Chicago, and she'll be talking about it on your show next week.
Yeah, that's right.
But she's one of my dearest, oldest friends.
Yes,
and now she's getting this whole second, third life as a stand-up, and she's killing it.
Yes, when you told me that she was doing stand-up, my first reaction was, really? And then I was like, oh, I could easily see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have to change anything.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, her
attitude about most things fits right in, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. She's really funny. And she really does set up singles through this thing. Not singles, but you had to have been divorced. So, you know. Divorced people trying to find love.
Well, isn't that an interesting topic? And I'm looking forward to talking to her next week. So
I'm looking forward to you guys talking. I love that.
I got something that's really off the wall, and I don't know. Maybe my memory is wrong with this, but I don't know if you heard, but Brian Wilson died of the Beach Boys.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember having any interaction as a little girl with Dennis Wilson? With Dennis Wilson.
And I said, I wish they could all be something. What did I say?
I don't know.
I was like very precocious child. And I think I said something like, I said, you only like California girls. That's what I said.
You should. I mean, you should set the scene a little bit. I mean, sun deck.
In this building that we lived in, at McClurg Court in Chicago, there was a really nice health club and a really nice, you know, outdoor deck sun, you know, layout situation. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, like, celebrities would come there. I think because it was so private. You know, nobody would be there, and they were. I think maybe there was a couple of them there of the Beach Boys.
The only thing I remember is Dennis Wilson sunbathing on a reclining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And for some reason, someone told me, I was like five. I don't totally remember, but I remember someone telling me who he was and me sort of, I just loved to be cute and, you know, whatever, crack wise and. But I also think at that age, like, I actually think I believe that, like, he wouldn't like me because the song says, I wish they all could be California girls.
Well, not only that, it's a little, maybe it's not amazing that you at that age were aware of that song.
Well, not with you as a dad.
Oh, I guess not. Mm-hmm. Okay. I take that back. For better or for worse, has an IMDb rating of 7.
No, don't say it. Dad.
What?
Say it. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't say it out loud to me. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. Don't say it.
All right. There it goes. It's gone.
That was a very father-daughter moment right there.
Yeah, it was.
Nothing is good enough for me.
There was there was something that would be read about this movie from a very reputable source, and things were starting to be read, and Amy imploded.
Went nuts. Well, because you know what happened next, but because if I read something that's even slightly negative, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I understand.
I was in a play at the Goodman Theater many years ago.
Oh, my God. Like
30 years ago in the Wall Street Journal that Amy Landecker doesn't have enough passion to incite a PTA coffee, let alone a political revolution. So I've memorized that word for word. Can't hear it. But I just want to say, I have heard for a rom-com, I do have a nice score there, but I don't want to know what it is because then I'll just think about that score.
You know, you suffer from a rather common illness of people who are in professions like ours?
Where you put yourself out there all the time, but you can't handle any sort of criticism.
Yep. That's the one. It is so much fun.
How long ago? How long ago was that Goodman Theater play?
It was, God.
More than 10, more than 20 years?
20, oh, more than 20, yeah. 20, probably 25 years.
And you remember that review?
Yep. Word, right, word for word.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do want to say before if time runs out that I do want to say genuinely happy Father's Day, and you are the greatest dad, and I love you so much, and I know you know that, but I want to just say that before I get, you know, read off with the news or the weather. That
well,
I,
you're right on time with that. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, and I love you too, and you know that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Say hello to
Bye,
everybody.
David. It was nice to hear your lovely voice. God, that's a great voice, huh?
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.